Talking with Mike Schulte, Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, let's talk a little bit about the 2011 wheat crop that is for the most part in the ground. The USDA tells us we're probably about 90% planted or so as we wrap up the month of October, coming into November now. What are you hearing from folks as you talk to? What have you seen regarding the early development of this crop?
Well, you know, going into fall planting this year, been a little bit different than last year, certainly. It's been extremely dry in a lot of different regions. We just didn't have the moisture that we normally have during planting time, so producers were kind of weighing those options as to whether, you know, they were going to go ahead and plant. And then it finally got to a point where they had to go ahead and dust in much of the crop throughout the state. And so, you know, they were kind of waiting and seeing how things were going to wash out for them, hoping that they would get the right rains. And last week, fortunately, in most areas of the state, we did get the right rain. So we are seeing emergence now in a lot of places where it wasn't there a week and a half ago. USDA reports did show that 90% of the crop was planted. I think about 68% of that is in emergence right now. So things certainly looking a lot different than they were 2 to 3 weeks ago.
Let's talk a little bit about the acreage this year. I know that traditionally, at least in the last half dozen years or so, we've been right about or just a little bit above 5 million acres planted on an annual basis.
Yeah, last year we were at 5.2 million acres. We thought around harvest we might see those acres decline a little bit because of the price, but now we're seeing prices go back up, so we're thinking that maybe we'll be right in line with that 5.2 or maybe a little over that.
As we think about, you know, one of the aspects of fall planting, everybody's always kind of thinking in the back of their mind, at least a lot of guys are, are we going to be able to get some wheat pasture this year? Are we too late to see much development?
You know, looking at the fall plantings in northwest Oklahoma, producers were able to get some of their plantings out earlier with moisture in mid-September, and they were able to get stands, and now this rain's come on, and I think the wheat's really coming on in some areas up there around Alva and Burlington. I do think we will see opportunities for producers to take advantage of cattle on wheat in those regions. It's a little bit different situation in southwest and central Oklahoma, and in some places in central Oklahoma, there are two different crops out there because we did have some moisture in places that allowed some of those stands to become established. And I was out in Weatherford last night, and we did see some really good stands out there. But then, you know, that later wheat that was planted, it's just, you know, just coming up, kind of streaked, getting to a point where you can kind of row it. So I'd say, you know, 50 to 60% of that crop that's out there in southwest and central Oklahoma is, you know, at least 3 to 4 weeks behind where it needs to be for grazing purposes right now this time of year. So I think that certainly the numbers are going to look different for producers who are going to be able to take advantage of that.